Hello everyone and welcome back. Welcome back on the couch. Today we are talking about abundance. My question for you is, what is your relationship to abundance? So, we of course will be talking about money, but that's not all that abundance is, of course. We're talking about ample quantities, so more than enough of something. Anything that is, of course, presumably good, desired. So how's your relationship with abundance? The reality is that the relationship that we have with abundance, with money, is basically reflected in pretty much all of our relationships. Have you ever thought of that? It will affect pretty much every other aspect of your life. Because your relationship to abundance, to money, is, well, it has everything to do with you and not the object, not the money. Let me ask you this. Are you someone that is generous, confident, envious, anxious, responsible, controlling, organized, fearful, resourceful, adventurous? Those qualities can all be attached to how you are with money and how you are in life with yourself and other people. These two expressions, which one do you vibe most closely with or to? Are you more of a, we only have one life to live? Or money doesn't grow on trees type of person? Do you hear how the person that would concur with the first saying or expression might have a very different outlook, a very different perception of the world than the person who vibes more with the second expression? Of course we do. They're at complete opposites. Most of us, I would figure, are somewhere in the middle of those two sentences. But I think it's important to know pretty much where you fit in, how you view money. It's so important in our lives, and I don't think a lot of people really take the time to question their values and why they're living the life that they're living. We're kind of on autopilot, and I don't know, it doesn't have to be. If you're fine with your financial situation, if you're fine with the life that you're creating right now and what you've been attracting, good. This episode is probably not for you. I hope you still listen. I hope you stay with us. But this episode is obviously more for or speaking to the people that aren't satisfied, aren't content, don't understand why everything that they want, they don't seem to get, and what they want to achieve, it kind of slips through their fingers. And these patterns, because usually our relationship with money works, it's cyclical, right? It's patterns. We are reliving and rehashing old stories, old thoughts, old beliefs, and basically that's what this episode is about. And the thing is, your perception of abundance and money is so important because we can only create from our own perception of things. If you can't perceive it, you can't conceive it, you won't create it. It's not in your field of possibilities. So a lot of the work that I do for myself, first and foremost, but for my clients and for hopefully all of you, is a work of expansion. Let's work on expanding our perception and, of course, making sure that we're available to everything that's on offer. Because let me tell you, I was one of the money doesn't grow on trees person. Like, I was absolutely that person for the longest part of my life. But now, we really have only one life to live. I want to make sure that the choices that I'm making are my own, right? If there are old paradigms that are navigating my life for me, and of course there still are many, many of them, I want to know about them. I want to be conscious of what is driving my life, my motivations. It's is so fundamental, right? It really, really, really is. Now, these two people, the one that is more, no, we only have one life to live, and I'm going to live 100 miles an hour, and I'm going to buy whatever I want, and I'm going to do whatever I want. Of course, to the extreme, could get slippery. And the person that is saving every single dime for future, I mean, either retirement or anything that you're prolonging that is never in the now and almost unobtainable, the fact that you don't know, right? We all have an expiration date. We just have no idea when it is, can get really slippery too. In a way, I think as a society, we look at that second person like the responsible one, like the reliable one, and the one that's more strategic. But I mean, there's no good or bad. The idea is to be conscious of it and to make sure that these choices aren't old programs that you're running on and that you have no idea. These aren't your stories, or they aren't your stories anymore. Our relationship with money is tied to how we see life in general. And this exploration, I believe, is paramount. I filmed a video, like a 3-4 minute video in French, and it was about this. Basically, I'm asking my followers or whomever sees the video, what is your relationship to abundance? And honestly, I think it's the video that I got a lot of comments. Most of them were great, but a few were kind of, people were upset. In the video, I'm basically saying that I've started to look at my relationship with money. I thought that I had a great relationship with money. I'll be speaking about that a little later on in the episode. But I was speaking of the fact that I want to be a millionaire. I want more of it. Why not? And it was maybe quite naive of me, but then I got these comments of people that I was either disappointing because I was now talking about money and they thought I was so spiritual and it wasn't flattering, or people that are struggling right now that were kind of looking at my video. It felt like I was being insensitive to the people that couldn't possibly even imagine making $1 million. And it was just so interesting to me. There was so much resistance, and I get it because I'm working on it. So I have these thoughts too, bouncing around in my head, competing for my attention. But I found it so interesting because the fact is, I think we all want more money. I think that's fine, but we can't talk about that. You know, I mean, if you're a good person and you're a generous person, you can't talk about that ever. And I never got that. I missed that meeting. I never got that. Anybody that asks me how much I make, I answer. I don't like, and some people, you can't tell them how much money you make. It's as if, no, everything has to be hush hush. And I think a lot of people are in trouble because of that. A lot of people are needing help, but feel so ashamed they're not raising their hands. And why? It's energy, right? I'll talk about that later too. Money is just energy. And we should have plenty for everybody. That's what this conversation is about. I know I'm privileged. I know I am. And honestly, I could die tomorrow and my bank account is fine. I'd be okay with it, right? But, well, I wouldn't be okay with it. I won a few years again, but still. But what I mean is, yeah, I'm privileged. I get it. I get that I don't need more. But why isn't it okay for me to want more? And I'm talking luxury. I'm talking trips, I'm talking more trainings. I would study for the rest of my life if I could, and just making sure that my kids can go to the best schools. And it's all luxury at a certain level. But what's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with that, is there? And the word millionaire, man, yeah, people didn't like that. People didn't like that. And I'm not. I'm basically talking about the fact that I wouldn't mind being a millionaire. And yeah, there was some backlash. People weren't happy. And I think what the message overall that I got was it lacks humility. And you need to be humble. And you're not. And I thought you were. And so That's where, or that's when this episode came to mind for me, really, because I think we're deserving ourselves by having that perspective and having that mentality that, first of all, money is hush hush. Money is dirty and we can't talk about it. And the people that have too many are horrible people, obviously. And the people that have really little are just victims. And so we, and I mean, at the very least, if you're helping the people that are struggling, then by all means, but usually it's not that. You're just advocating for them. It's almost pity. I mean, who are you helping? You're not helping anybody. And I never told anybody in this video what I do with $1 million. I mean, a lot of who I am, I give. This whole podcast is about me giving freely to people. So I think that's why I was naive in just saying, yeah, I also would like more money. And, I did not see the wrath that was coming to me at all. I mean, it wasn't that bad, but there was some backlash. Perhaps it's easier if we look at what money represents, because let's be honest. Money is paper on some level. It's just paper. We decide the value of it, and we decide that the blue bill is different than the green one and the red one. I mean, it's in a sense, it's completely made believe. But it's a symbol, and it's a really important symbol when we're discussing abundance, for sure. And the thing is, it's not the money. It's what we believe the money will grant us. Money is freedom. Money is more opportunities, more choices. Most people would want more of that. I know for me, this is kind of almost a mantra now. For me, it's written everywhere. One of the things that I absolutely yearn for at this time in my life, I want to own my time. Right now, I work for an employer, so I don't own almost 40 hours of my weeks. And I'm not as okay with that as I used to be. I want to own my time. So money for me is being more generous, is owning my time, and is opening up to this buffet of possibilities. So when I talk about it that way, I think pretty much everybody would vibe with that. Everybody would kind of feel like that makes sense. That's fine. But I mean, stop it with the M word, right? Just no millionaires, no billionaires, no. Just, you kind of stay humble, basically. Just stay humble. And really, I mean, this whole episode is basically just about being conscious of your relationship with money. And if you're fine with where it is, then great. If you're not, then, I mean, let's work on it like anything else. Why not? Why not? For example, the person who doesn't budget anything, like I'm not talking about the billionaire that can. And honestly, I presume they have to budget just as much, just with way bigger numbers. But the person like you and I, right? If you have no idea of the state of your finances at all, I mean, you have no idea the money that's coming in and what you're spending or what's going out. I mean, in my opinion, then that means you don't have much control over your life. And again, no good or bad. You could be fine with that. And your financial situation could be fine too. You're just not aware of it. Okay. But I would advise maybe to not put your head in the sand with this one because it affects everything else. Everything else. So it's just being honest with yourself. If you feel honestly that there's a problem, look, I mean, really look, really face it. Really face your perception of money and how it's being represented, that relationship, how it's being represented in your life, in the world, as you see it. And if there's changes that you want to bring or make to your life with every other changes, then do the work. Know that it can change. And another important aspect, I believe, in this relationship that we're talking about, our relationship with money is usually inextricably linked to our fundamental need for security. It's about having enough. It's about being able to provide for ourselves and others. It's about feeling safe. It's about enthusiasm and experiences and joy and celebrating. It is weaved in every single aspect of your life, whether we like it or not. Whether we like it or not, the way we've decided so far, the way we've built our society, money is a central part of it. Might as well know how we relate to it, right? Kind of important, very, very important. I know that I did not feel safe at all in life, so in all areas of life. And so I used to cling to money because that was something tangible. I mean, it really isn't, but it felt like it was something tangible that I could control, at least this. Like, I felt out of control in every aspect of my life for the longest period. So I clung to money. I would hold on to it for dear life. And I thought I had a great relationship with money, to be honest, because I've never, I think I spoke of that in my presentation videos, so or episodes. I never lacked money. At all, not as a child, not as a, as I said, I'm privileged. I'm very, very, very grateful and I'm very privileged. But feeling so unsafe in all areas of my life, it felt like bad things could happen at any moment, all the time. And unfortunately, a few did. So that's where I decided that that's what life was, unfortunately, right? And I was living out of fear all the time. And I thought that that was actually keeping me safe. Living out of fear felt safer than just trusting or having faith. Completely backwards. But I know I'm not the only one. And I was cheap. I was cheap. In the words of probably one of the greatest comedians in my that I've ever come across, I think Elaine said it to George, I was very careful with money. Let's say it that way. It was a joke in my family. I was the one that was very careful with money. So we had the privilege of having more than enough money coming in. And I decided every dime that would come out all the time. Like, I was that person. It wasn't great. They didn't love me. Like, my boyfriend didn't, my kids didn't. Right? And there's a lot of experiences that we did not experience because mommy was very careful with money. That I regret now a lot. I regret giving my kids that model of scarcity. That's one of the huge regrets that I have. I am fixing it now for myself. So of course, I'm hopefully aiding them in seeing life differently. But honestly, they don't. They don't see it as I did, thank God. But they did grow up with a mom that felt like... It felt like there was this one big pie in the sky and there was definitely not enough to go around. And so my slice, I guarded with my life, especially when I got kids, because now I'm feeding these kids. So it was all scarcity. It was all lack. It was always coming from fear. Always. For anybody that's listening to me now that feels, yeah, that's how I'm living now, I kind of hopefully... will convey that it wasn't, I regret it, it wasn't strategic at all, and it basically blocked abundance. I was okay with earning just enough, having just enough, and that's it. Ask yourself, how do you feel when you receive money, spend money, save, offer, budget? Any one of these things in relations to money will give you some idea of the possible limiting beliefs that you have around money, around abundance, and explanation, very valuable information that can help you understand, unearth why you might be blocking the flow of abundance. Because I absolutely believe we are all meant to live abundant lives and be abundant ourselves. I do believe now that there is more than plenty to go around, and we were just made to believe that there wasn't, made to believe that, no, this is a game and it's a competition, and anything that you get, you're taking away from the other, And everything you don't have, it's because somebody else has it. And that creates a scarcity-based society that, in my book, explains that false perception, explains a lot of our issues. When somebody tells me, what would you change in the world today that hopefully would have the biggest impact? A few of my friends asked that question, which I love. If you basically are reading between the lines, I'm not the chit-chatty type of small talk person. Like, that's what I talk about in parties, right? So what I'd remove is greed. That's what underlies most of our society's problems. And I mean, hopefully we're getting the message, because things are not going great, right? And I mean, we just can't go on this way. And I think it is a matter of every single one of us looking at our own lives, at our own perceptions and our own, and what we're contributing into this collective perception, and see, maybe I can do better for myself, for my family, and for everybody. I mean, it's usually limiting beliefs that are navigating our lives for us. And we're on autopilot. And I mean, I'm doing it sometimes even now, but I've done it. I get it. But now that I'm awake, I would say, to most things, now that I've cleaned up a lot of my blind spots in regards to money, but everything else, life is, there's so much more ease and there's less resistance. And I have never honestly spent more, and yet we're okay. I look at my bank account and it's okay. So it seems to be working. I'm spending more, receiving more, spending more, receiving more. That's what money is supposed to do, is meant to do, that flow, that movement. Because many of our beliefs can make it very hard for us to be available to what is for us, that what is coming towards us. I was so closed off with the money that I did have that very little could come in, or anything more than what I perceive to be my piece of the pie. So of course, I wasn't living in abundance. But abundance is there. It's always there. It's always around us, ready for the taking. But a lot of people aren't comfortable at all with seeing life this way. And you might be one of these people. Are you cringing right now, hearing me? Are you cringing inside of you? Are you like, yeah, I'm going to stop this episode. Yeah, she doesn't know what she's talking about. You concur, or have I completely lost you? Basically, perhaps you want to believe that you can live an abundant life, that it's absolutely possible. Perhaps you even feel like it is, but you just don't know where to start. I get that too. And it starts with looking at your beliefs. What are the stories that you're carrying in relation to money? Let's say that you're at the grocery store and there's this guy across from you wearing an amazing Rolex. What comes to mind? What thoughts come to mind? What are you deciding about this man? Are you deciding something about this man? Have you spot the Rolex or not even? These sort of situations, everyday situations, are really great to reveal to yourself the stories that you might be carrying about money, about abundance. So it's really just paying attention. Are you deciding that this person is rich? For sure. Are you deciding that this person is generous or hardworking or an a-hole or a workaholic or flashy? Or, I mean, you know, greedy. Those are the stories that you have in relation to money. And obviously, when you see somebody that you decide this person is certifiably rich, which of course, I mean, the Rolex could not be his. It could be fake. It could be, you know, it could be renting it. But what you're deciding that it means, know that that affects your life, right? I mean, if I was saying it for last, but if you decide, okay, that person wearing the Rolex obviously is a horrible human being. Well, if you're a person that values being a good human being, what do you do? Well, I can't be rich because I've decided that rich people are jerks. That is very limiting. that is extremely limiting. Now, once you realize that, then you have the choice to clean that up or keep on living that way. If you see somebody with a Rolex and think, oh my God, look at that great watch. If he has one, I could have one. I could work as hard. And that's a completely different way of seeing things. That's much more expansive. So, I mean, it is your choice. And of course, it is really useful and a really good idea to look at what do you believe or what did you believe then that your parents felt about money. The stories that we have around money are probably linked to the stories that we grew up with. So, for instance, on my end, my mom spent pretty freely and we got into some trouble because of that. So for me, when I look at that, I felt like, okay, I won't do that. I will not spend my money and I will not risk the challenges. And I mean, they weren't that big of a challenge. But when I was a child, it felt like my mom doesn't control our finances. It felt like a really big thing. And vowed to myself, and this is unconscious, of course, but vowed to myself at a very young age, that won't be me. And I had a dad that was extremely careful with money, let's say. So I decided, yeah, I'm not spending anything. I absolutely can go without at any time. And that felt like the worst thing in the world to me. So I basically decided, okay, so I'm going to function from a mindset of scarcity. That was my strategy. It's not a good one. It's just not. The thing is, it looked like a great one on paper. The compliments that I got, many compliments throughout my entire life about how great I was with money, were very validating, for one thing. And it felt like I was doing the right thing. Look at all these adults telling me that I really know how to manage my money. Yeah, the thing is, I felt like if I spent any of it, that was it. That was it. I hope you've enjoyed the first part of my episode on abundance and that this new exploration was of some value to you. Please join us next Wednesday for part two. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being here. And if you haven't already, please come and join the conversation on Facebook, Instagram, and or TikTok. The links will, of course, be in the description as always. And until next time, I am wishing you the absolute best week.